The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX, KRNQ Radio in Keokuk, and Molly Skiles of the Redick Express. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Yes, Senator Grassley, recently Siemens in Fort Madison received an order from Minnesota Power for units for their engineer energy center near New Salem, North Dakota, that has to be very important for the energy field and also for jobs in southeast Iowa. Senator, what are your comments on that?
Well, of course, I'm very hopeful that we can keep this going. And as a father of the wind energy tax credit passed in 1992, I'm kind of really surprised. Well, now I'm not surprised anymore, but when it first happened that Iowa became such a big wind energy state, I guess I never anticipated it to be the big thing it is, and of course I'm glad it is, not only for the employees there at Siemens, but all over. Now, we have an issue that has to be settled in the next few weeks here, and hopefully will be settled, and that is the continuation of the wind energy tax credit. I had people in, even a lady yesterday from Fort Madison that came in, and we had people from Siemens came in as well, and we've had a chance to talk about this very issue, the extension of the wind energy tax credit. But it isn't an issue just by itself. It's there's about 50 provisions of the tax code, wind energy being one of them, biodiesel tax credit being another one, but 48 or 50 others, that sunset December 31st last year, and they have to be reenacted and hopefully be reenacted on a longer-term basis so people like Siemens can count on, being in production for a long period of time and not just from year to year, as the case happens to be, because you may remember, maybe now 2 years ago, I forget, they went from several hundred employees down to a couple hundred employees. Now it's my understanding they're back up to about 550 and hopefully are going to even hire some more people. Maybe what you're talking about in your question is an answer to that. But I'm just very glad that the wind energy tax credit that I have been the father of, now you might say after 22 years the grandfather of, we've been successful at it. Molly?
Senator Grassley, my question is about the Veterans Bill. I understand there have been some hurdles as far as funding sources when it comes to this bill. So I was just curious of where you stand on this matter and what, if any, type of resolution will we be seeing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me start out with things that maybe people don't think. We take care of about 6 million people in the VA system. 6 million people that are qualified to get medical care there. We've increased funding for it over the last 4 or 5 years, at least by 50%, quite a big increase. We also have a situation now where Senator of Vermont wants to expand it very dramatically. So we know we have problems now with 6 million people. We have problems with considering even that there's been a dramatic increase in the number of people that have needed to use it. In other words, we aren't serving 6 million people as well as we should. And here this bill wants to bring 20 million people into a system that isn't working very well for 6 million people. So there's two things. Should we load 14 million more people into a system that presently probably isn't taking care of the 6 million people that are qualified? Secondly, should we put people that are very wealthy people? Should we put people that don't have service-connected disabilities ahead of the poor and those with service-connected disabilities? This bill is trying to do that. But the main thing about it in this time of $17 trillion deficits, it's not paid for. So a key vote's going to come whether or not it violates the budget resolution. And it does violate the budget resolution. And as a fiscal conservative, I have to vote accordingly. So I think that the bill is not going to go very far. And even though it's sponsored by a Democratic senator, chairman of the committee, you'd be surprised by the dearth of Democrats that have been up here speaking on the bill. Maybe only one, and that one, I mean outside the chairman, that one happened to speak about a provision that she had in, a smaller provision that she had in as part of this bill. So I wonder whether it's very, very popular. But for sure, you raise questions about, is it a good thing for the 6 million people that qualify for care now and either can't afford it or have service-connected disabilities, as opposed to those that aren't poor and those that don't have any service-connected disability whatsoever. Back to Vern.
Yeah, Senator Grassley, of course, recently the Farm Bill passed, although it wasn't what I think some people liked, but with the, some of the cuts in that, and what effect do you think it has on Iowans?
Well, I think as long as the prices are above, well, where they are now, $4.40 or higher, and I know that's a long ways from where they were at $7 a bushel for corn, but as long as they stay profitable, I think you're going to find this bill very good. Now, it does do away with direct payments, which is a sum of money over the period of the bill that would have added up to about $16 billion. That's not going to be paid out because we did away with it. But farmers for 2 years have been telling me that they can understand why we can't have direct payments, in particularly in a time of $17 trillion deficit. But we do maintain the crop insurance program, and that's what farmers have told me that they need. And so I think it's going to be very good for the most part. Now, you didn't ask me this, but your listeners might say, well, how come Grassley didn't say why he voted against it if it's a good bill? I voted against it because it didn't contain my provisions that I got through both the House and Senate that put a hard cap on what one farmer could get so that we don't allow 10% of the biggest farmers getting 70% out of the benefits of the farm program. And why do we have non-farmers getting benefits from the farm program? So I was redefining who a farmer was, so that couldn't happen. And they took it out, even after it passed both houses overwhelmingly. So that's why I voted against it, even though, for the most part, I like other provisions of the bill, but it was a vote of protest. Back to Molly.
Yeah, my next question is about renewable fuels. The EPA's current proposal to reduce that renewable fuel volume is something that's pretty worrisome to rural communities. So what are your thoughts on this, and how do you expect
it? I'll give you a short answer, and if you want a longer answer, follow it up. But I think the EPA is wrong, and if they prevail, if they go ahead with it, and there's 31 of us signed a letter to her saying it was a bad thing to do, 20 senators, both Republican and Democrat, met with her before Christmas saying what a bad thing it is. We think she's might be changing her mind, but I don't have any basis to know that she would. But if she would go ahead with it, it would be terribly harmful to ethanol. It would be a big victory for big oil. And so I just hope she doesn't do it. Back to Vern.
Senator. With the some of the water here in town, we've read the last day or two, some of the cities that do get river water have had to add some things to it. And we find out... What do you think about maybe the safeness of the river water and what the government would do, anything about it?
Well, I was trying to do something about it, and they're trying to do it under directive from the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Environmental Protection Agency is taking action as a result of Clean Water Act passed years ago. I don't know if it was decades ago, but at least, maybe two decades ago at least. So we've had this law in the books a long time, and EPA responds accordingly, and it's a case of enforcing that law. And Iowa's moving ahead in trying to clean up, and most of it comes as a result of farming, and to stop the runoff the runoff that comes from what we call non-point source pollution. Pardon me. But anyway, you understand that there is programs underway to clean up the water. Thank you, Vernon and Molly, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa. Thank you both very much.